Hey, this is Aurelia, and you are now tuned into Black Girl with a Voice.
Because some of those people you don't realize are energy vampires, and I know that's like a weird term, but which basically means like they suck the energy out of you. You don't want to be talking to so many people at once, or you don't want to be talking to people so many people at once, like to the point to where you're. When you're basically paying more attention to one person and then you putting your back to the other, because then that means you can't manage having multiple relationships, and maybe not like relationships, but some type of, you know, interaction with humans. So if you are the type that like to talk to many people at different times, and you know, you want to explore the ocean, you want to see what all fish with all colors are there, you need to be conscious of, is my energy clean? Am I making sure everything is good with me before I start talking to new people, or before I start talking to people? Because what happens is you're putting off whatever energy you got going on with you, you're putting it off to somebody else if you're not making sure that you're good. But if you know that you're good, think about, why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like stuff isn't really working out the way that they should? And it might not even actually be you. You might be feeling what somebody else felt. You know what I'm saying? Depending on who you're dealing with. You don't want to, if you're around somebody, you're around friends, family, just anybody, and you just automatically, or like when you leave their presence, you just feel tired, that is a good example of an energy vampire. You don't want to be cha-chaing around with people that are, you know, just basically taken from you. You don't want to be in an energy where people are just constantly taken from you, because what good is it going to do for you? You're just going to go home and you're just going to be tired and you're just going to sleep. And then if you're, now take it to another level, if you're also like sleeping with multiple people, what's happening is you're exchanging energies, right? So I'm going to say this, do not sleep with anybody that you would not be okay with sharing energies with. And think of that as, do I want to know how you feel all the time? Do I want to know what type of insecurities, what type of demons you're fighting? Exactly. So if you're, if most of your answers to a question like that is no, or if you have to think about it, then you shouldn't do it. Because what's going to happen is when you make that connection, that human interaction, that type of interaction with the human, what's going to happen is you're transferring energies. So whatever demons and stuff they're fighting, whatever bad juju they have on them, whatever, I don't know, maybe somebody put a hex or curse on them, now you're going to feel it because y'all exchange energies. Whatever insecurities they might have about yourself, you might have never had those insecurities. Now, nowhere that they go, that means that you guys exchange energies and you need to figure out what you need to do. So many people are just being with people and splitting off of multiple people without realizing that you're creating soul ties. Which means you're, even after the situation's done, yeah, it's done like physically, you guys don't have to be face to face, it's done some parts emotionally, because you guys don't have to be face to face or in each other's, you know, realm. But if you were together, as in that sort, if you were together, then that means that you guys made a tie, and you need to clean that soul tie. You need to break that soul tie. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. So I wouldn't really be so happy, happy, joy, joy about being with multiple people or sleeping with multiple people or anything of that sort, because what you don't realize is you're doing a lot to yourself without even realizing it, and you're not really letting yourself take the time out to sit and really think about, do I really want to hold this? Am I really going to be able to be solid enough to even keep this? Or is this just something that I'm just going to do for now? If it's just something that you're going to do for now, I would not, like, I do not recommend just hopping on the bandwagon and doodling it out in the bedroom. It just won't work out that way. A lot of responsibility comes with that, and people take that responsibility a lot lightly than what they should, and in the end it costs everybody pain and trauma. And maybe that's the reason why a lot more people are way much more hurt afterwards, because they've already shared things, they've already shared their energy. And maybe if they did it would be a little bit easier, because now you're not, like, you didn't exchange that type of energy. So once you guys break off, now you could just go heal by yourself. If you didn't, you know, doodle bop in the bedroom, you could go heal by yourself. But if you are going to take the, if you're going to put yourself in a position to speak to multiple people at once, to have multiple friends, oh yeah, multiple friends. If you have a lot of friends or anything like that, you're really going to have to be able to know when to step back from people and really sit down and be like, okay, it's time for me to chill out. It's time for me to meditate. It's time for me to do this and do that. Because if you don't, you're going to be building up a whole bunch of nonsense that you didn't even know was there. And it's not even going to be your baggage to carry. It's somebody else's. So, with that being said, be careful about who you are around, who you let around you, who you are conversating with, and how you conversate, or what activities you're doing with people. Because if you aren't really ready for the responsibility of taking heed of what somebody else might be facing, then it's best for you to just keep it to yourself. Because a lot of us do hide how we feel, our insecurities, stuff like that. So you also have to keep mind of that. The minute you exchange energies, now you know what the person is feeling. Now you know what demons that person is fighting, or what they might want to say, or something like that. So if you're one of those people that just like to be out and about with other people, be mindful of how you do that and how you go around. And if you have people that like to gravitate towards you, be mindful of who is trying to be, maybe they're not trying to be, but be mindful of who becomes or who is a energy vampire. Because at the end of the day, anything you do, it counts on you, and it is your responsibility to heal. It is your responsibility to be grounded, because nobody else can do it for you. And that will conclude this episode. I've talked for like almost nine. No. Anyway, that concludes this episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Thank you if you finished to this point. P.S. There possibly will be a part two to this, because I feel like I'm going to be talking about this again. And this was just like really brief and over. So if you don't get what I'm saying, there'll probably be another episode breaking down what I mean in this anyway. So I hope that you have a good day, and that will conclude this episode. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Black Girl with a Voice.